Fisher J. Wing. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. And thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory which is due your name. Lord, we recognize you as a great God, as a loving God, as a faithful God, a God that is true to your word. Now, Father God, we are decreasing in order that you may increase within us. Lord, we come before you with the spirit of expectation, God. Lord, we are emptying everything out so you can fill us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, let it be all of you and none of us, God. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will touch somebody's body on today, oh God. I pray for a healing miracle to take place in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let them know that you are with them, that you never left them, and that you would never forsake them. God, we thank you for what you are about to do on this line, God. In the name of Jesus, as we come on one accord, we are expecting a mighty move. And Father God, we will be careful to give you all the glory. Yes, and all the honor in your majestic name. Amen and amen. On this morning, I just want to encourage someone on today. God has been so good to us. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying on this morning that many of you are in your season of turnaround. You are at the turning point of your destiny, my God. Change is closer than you think. Your dreams are within reach because the Heavenly Father is near. The Heavenly Father is walking with you and talking with you. The best decision you made was to give your life to Jesus Christ. And because now you will see Jesus Christ give you back your life. The best decision that you made was to say yes to the will of the Father. No matter what I have to go through, God, my answer is yes. You couldn't have made it this far. Without him. Yes, the road has been rough. The journey has been challenging. You even considered giving up. You even said, God, what's the use? Every time I come out of one situation, here I am getting into another. And some of you even didn't even find yourself worthy, but still you held on. Still you knew if God did it before, he's well and able to do it again. God loves you. God never forsaken you. God would never give up on you. Oh, my God, I thank you. Oh, my God. The Spirit of the Lord keeps saying, he say, tell them this is their time. Don't give up because you is at a season in your life of turnaround. Oh, my God. Don't give up. You are on the brink of it. You can do this. Oh, yes, you can. You got this. Oh, my God. Even your finances. Your health. Oh, God say he's giving it all back. He is restoring. He is healing. Even right now, lift your hands. Oh, my God, the healing anointing. And God said he's getting back. You are getting back your peace. You are getting back your joy. Oh, my God, you are getting back your stability. Hey, my God. Oh, my God. God said he is even going to save your children and your loved ones. Oh, my God. God says some of you need to rise up and be leaders because many, many of the young children, Many of the young people that is young in Christ are looking at you. God said you need to raise up as leaders. Don't treat yourself like you're done, because you're not done. Because I prophesy, you're just getting started. Oh my God, don't treat yourself like you're done and like you're finished and like there is no hope, because the God that I serve said, you're just getting started. It's time now to release the ones who walked away from you. Release the ones that hurt you. Release the ones who used you and discarded you and talked about you. God say, release them on today. They are not your people, and that past can't stop your future. Even though they used you to get what they want from you. But God says you must release them on today, because don't allow that to hinder what he has for you. God says stay close. Stay close to him. Stay close to him. Read the word. Read his word. Allow the word to build you up. Allow the word to build you up. Allow the word to cleanse you. Many people said you wasn't worthy, but they don't know what they discounted and discarded. God, raised you up. God found you worthy. God found you valuable. You are an asset and not a liability. My God. They said that you will never make it. But God says, yes, you will. God said he is raising some of you up right in the midst. Of your enemies. God said in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. God say, many of you getting ready, to experience him like never before. And God said, even in Romans 8:28, he say, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. What you went through was working together for your good. It had to come to strengthen you. It had to, the things that was working against you, that had came up against you, had to come to make you. Because you are called. You have purpose. It had to come. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, your season is changing. And he told me to remind you again, you are worthy. You are valuable. And the past can't hold you back. Believe the word of the Lord and expect life-changing things. Choose to believe that God is doing a new thing in your life. You may not be able to see it in the natural. You may not even be able to feel it. You may even think there's nothing happening, but what you don't understand, that our God is working behind the scenes. You may not even feel different. You may not even see anything changing. But you have a word and you have a promise. Listen to me well. You have a word and a promise. And that's enough for you to know there will be a performance. You have a word and a promise. And that's more than enough for you to know there will be a performance. You see, your life will be so different compared to many others. You see, that's why there was chaos in your life, because you was trying to fit in where you are not able to fit in. Thank you, Jesus. It will be so clear that there's a special blessing at work in your life. Everyone will see how supernatural favor flows to you. Oh, my God. I pray that you caught that. God just released a strategy for you to win. You see, it's about to be a pushback, take back, bounce back, Jesus got our back season. Ooh, mama shita di obo shy. It's about to be a pushback, take back, bounce back, Jesus got our back season. You will no longer be the same. This word is a sign that your season is surely changing. Behold, God will do a new thing in your life. People of God, we stepped into the second half of 2024. And it is my prayer that these next 6 months that you launch into a greater dimension, that breakthrough will begin, and that the struggle will end. Doors of opportunity will open for you, and crooked places will be made straight. I decree and declare that your health, everything about you, that your health will be improved, that you will be healed. This is the month that you will start moving forward, and that you will no longer look behind you. In Jesus' name, let us pray. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. God, we thank you that we are in a season of turnaround. No more shall we look back and see what could have been. But God, we're looking forward. We are being guided by you. We are being led by you in our actions, our thoughts, our feet, and everything, oh God. God, continue to give us an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Father God, we thank you for this season of turnaround. And Father God, we thank you for everything that you are changing in our lives for your good, for your glory, oh God. And Father God, we will be careful to give you all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And I've just written a new book is called Set Apart for a Life Pleasing Unto God. You can go to my website at patriciajwilliams.com, or you can go to lulu.com or Amazon. And also I have written an anthology with 8 other ladies called The Love Language of Grief, and it is available on Amazon Kindle. And we have been getting so many reviews about this book, and I thank God that he is using us in this season to help others to get over the hump of grief. Until next time, remember, I love you. Yes, I do, and God does too. And remember, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, if you're down to nothing, rest assured, God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, The address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana,